usually the first weekend right after Christmas, provided that Christmas does not fall on a Sunday, we have the Feast of the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. We celebrate the home in which Jesus grew up. Jesus, being fully God and fully man, was born of a virgin named Mary, and he grew up in a home in first century Palestine in the town of Nazareth, which still stands today. And he grew up in a family. He had no human father because God was his father. But St. Joseph was the foster father of Jesus, which means that St. Joseph took care of the child Jesus as a father, as his own son. And we believe that the Holy Family, they formed the perfect example of family life. They formed the perfect form of how to be a family here on earth. And for us, we are all imperfect human beings. We do not always make the right decisions. So sometimes to look at the Holy Family as the perfect family, we feel that we fall short of it. And it's not meant to make us feel that we fall short of it, but it's meant to remind us of what God had in mind for family life. And not just natural family life, not just a mother, father, and children, but also a different kind of family, and that is the family of the church. We believe that we all belong to a church, not just as an institution, not just as a group of people who cram into a church every Sunday, but we are, first and foremost, a family of God, with God as our Father and the church as our Mother, hence the term Holy Mother Church. It's not a phrase that we throw out there. It actually has meaning. The church is our Mother, and we are part of a family amongst us as Christians. So we are family in this parish. We are family in this diocese, so each parish is part of a family. And globally, we are a church family. And being like any other kind of family, there's always struggles and difficulties. You never pick the other members of your family. You never pick your parents. You never pick your siblings. You never pick your cousins. Just like here in the church, you got people that you like and people that you not so like. You've got people that you've picked to be with, just like a husband and wife picked to be with each other, and people that you haven't picked to be with. And it's people you see all the time, people you see only once a year, once or twice a year. Some people you have great conversations with, other people you don't. And it's helpful to think of the church as a family. Because otherwise, when there are scandals or there are problems that we hear about, we're tempted to think, oh, what's going on? But we have to remember that just like any family, there are people that fall away, people who don't play by the rules, people who don't play nicely. And we don't like what they do, but they're still part of the family. It's part of our family. And we have to pray for them and pray that they change. But just like any other family, we're not all the same. Families are interesting in that you can look at a family, whether it's just immediate family or extended, and think, how can they have come together like that? So much these diverse personalities and backgrounds. And that's just like us as a church. We are very diverse as a church family. We are worldwide. We have, the church exists not just in North America, but also in Europe, in Africa, in Asia, in the Middle East. I'm pretty sure there's a church in Antarctica. The penguins need somewhere to go to mass, I guess. The church is very diverse, and there are different ways of celebrating the faith. Like, for example, in the Filipino tradition, there is Simbang Gabi. On the 9 days leading up to Christmas, they have a series of masses that they celebrate. Or some like Slavic communities have the breaking of the wafer, the Opwatek. They break in and they distribute amongst themselves. But that's in the Latin rite. So we are part of the Latin or the Western rite. Then there are these many different Eastern rites, the Ukrainian Catholic Church, the Syro-Malabar, Syro-Malankara, the Coptic Christians. All these different rites that were formed in different parts of the world. It's the same family of faith. It's the same. There's Catholics like us, but they celebrate the sacraments a different way, a different style of liturgy. It's the same creed, so we believe the same things, but it's a different style of worship. And they're part of the same family as well. And just like any other human family, we are all bound and united to one another, so that the good that happens to one member is done, is shared by others, and vice versa, the bad done by one is affected by others. So we are all united to each other as a family, as a parish family. We are all should see each other as this family-like community. And not just in this parish, but this diocese as well. So the Catholic Church in Downeyville, it's the same Catholic faith as is here, or in Peterborough, or in Cobourg, or in Bowmanville, or even amongst different dioceses, like Archdiocese of Toronto, it's the same faith as they have here. Or even in the U.S., or even in Italy, or in Africa, or in Asia. It's the same faith, and we are part of the same family, because we're all connected in that faith. So today, on the Feast of the Holy Family, reminds us that our relationship as a church should be just like the Holy Family. It should be a loving relationship, nurturing. Can be difficult at times, but we grow in difficulties. So just as a human family can grow in tough times, so too we as a church can grow in those times. And the Holy Family reminds us that the church is here for our good. Just as family is here for our good to help us grow and to give us life, so too does the church gives us life. That's why the church can be nagging at times, telling us, do this, go to Mass these days, don't do this, do that. It's not meant to control us. It's meant to feed us like a mother. Holy Mother Church. Mothers do that. They do things for our benefit. Even when we don't like them, they say, eat this because it's good for you. We don't like the taste of it, but we still eat it because we have to. And it's for our good. Or we take this medicine because it's for our good, even though it tastes terrible. So the church is a loving mother. She's a mother that wants us to be saved, wants us to come to Christ. And just as we look at the peaceful home of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, let us pray that their example will be how we view the church as well. May their example and their life be the exemplar and model for our life as a parish family, as a human family, and as a global church family.